the place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
Did you ever think that you would be in this position right now where your daughter would have some way lose her life?
I didn't want to believe it. All the times I called, sometimes the phone would ring and ring and ring for days. I didn't want to know that she had successfully committed suicide.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out, and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we're staying in our cell. We get fed in our cell. We don't come out of our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. Like, they simply say that they're short-staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short-staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the line, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism. Good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Yam, yam, pam, 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 jam, jam.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, wow.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big ups, big ups, big ups to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning all day, that's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
How?
My son was just hollering, awesome. We're Tori. Like,
tell Tony, all aboard, it's okay to jump on the love train.
I'm not jumping on the love train.
We might got a couple seats left.
Listen, he ain't going to be it. Jordan Love will not be the starter in 5 years.
Trash. That's a trash.
That's just my
take. See, now you're trying to string it out.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Well, I'll need some apologies from the staff of 101.7.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute. I think the line's messing up. Hey, Eddie. I guess something happened with
Eddie. Boy.
And they have an agenda. And the agenda is a satanic one. I don't know why people don't talk about it. You can't talk.
They just zapped you.
I want to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cups. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm.
Now, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people are gonna cry.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready. 101.7, the truth. Tori Lowe,
Tory Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. And I'm here for the action.
And I'm but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How you doing, DJ Brother Z?
It's Taco Tuesday.
And how y'all doing out there in Radio Land? Truth Nation, thank you for joining me this April 8th, 2025. We got another powerful show for you today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Now look, we got breaking news. We got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines. There was a press conference today about the young woman who was bit by the security dog at Mayfair. And she's being represented by attorney B. Ivy Lamar. Let's get attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, I'm good, Tori. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm feeling powerful.
Hey.
Well,
that's what's up, man. Hey,
there was a press conference today involving the situation at Mayfair where there was a dog involved and I think a young woman. Well, I don't know her age, her exact age, but a young woman, and the dog was locked on her ankle. What's going on?
Well, Tori, you know, as the video has now went viral. I mean, it definitely has, you know, almost millions of views now, has spread well beyond Wisconsin. It shows a 19-year-old woman by the name of Amira Walls who went to the mall with her friend. Ultimately, what transpired is that they encountered two other women, one of which had an issue with the woman she was with. They had a physical altercation. Amira, who's my client, ultimately tried to intervene. She tried to break it up. As a result of that, she got attacked by the other girl. So, you know, now we have, you know, a situation where my client is trying to defend herself against this violent attack that's taking place inside the mall. Ultimately, what transpires is that we have a canine handler who is, you know, present. He looks to intervene. He says that he radios in to get backup. You know, I'm not sure, you know, the veracity of that claim, but you know, he intervenes. So now he's trying to do two jobs. He's trying to handle the canine, but now he's also trying to ultimately break up an altercation as well. Whatever unfolds, whatever the trigger point was for the canine, which obviously we're in litigation now, we're looking to try to discover, try to do some fact-finding as to what, you know, what was the rationale as to why this canine responded in this way. But ultimately, he latches down on my client, bites once, and then ends up biting a second time. And this is the video that, you know, the city has seen in which he's latching down for over 60 seconds. He can't get the canine to release his hold. You know, he doesn't, at least from what I can see, use any type of release commands. And ultimately, my client is in, you know, severe pain, you know, as,
oh, wow,
you know, he's unable to do this. So here we are today, you know, ultimately, she does not get medical care, and this is the most disturbing point. She does not get provided medical care by the mall. They never call the police. Ultimately, the police, I guess, got other calls from other bystanders or patrons at the mall. They respond, and they say, hey, you know, what's going on? We're getting ready to come up there. And the security, in a bizarre series of events, tell the police department not to come.
What?
You know, do not respond to this act of disorderly conduct. Don't respond to this altercation. All the parties are gone. There's no need for you to come here. And that's very odd because what we now know and what has been video recorded is now we see an animal bite on tape. There's never a report of this animal bite. You know, there's no quarantine that's taking place in which the canine was supposed to be, based off of Wisconsin law, quarantining for 10 days. and observed by a vet over that period of time. That doesn't occur. So, you know, we are really kind of taken back by that. Ultimately, what happens the next day? So this all took place on Friday evening. Saturday, my client now goes to, you know, she's getting medical treatment. She's, you know, goes to the police department herself to make sure that they are aware of what took place. And the police, that they didn't have any idea. They didn't know anything about this. So this was essentially covered up. So that's strike one. We got no phone calls to law enforcement. You know, essentially we believe that they're looking to cover this thing up. They go and they, Wauwatosa Police Department contact Mayfair Mall in the security, Andy Frame Services. And they tell them, oh, well, at this point, the handler of the K-9 has now been terminated. So he's fired. And ultimately, the K-9, and his name is Blue, has now been sent to Indiana. So now we have
sent
a K-9
to Indiana.
Who bit somebody.
So
sent to Indiana.
They didn't quarantine the dog to try to figure out if the dog had any kind of disease or rabies or anything like that. They just sent them to Indiana.
Absolutely. And that's, I mean, this is, I can't make this up. I mean, I never would think that, you know, a mall that I have a high, hold in high regard, you know, Mayfair has been around for, you know, all these decades. And I would think that they would have processes and procedures, especially involving the security staff, to make sure that we're at the minimum following Wisconsin law. And this goes for any dog that bites someone. So now you could just imagine the emotional distress that that is now causing to my client. You know, for those that don't know, you know, getting bit with a dog with rabies can be fatal.
Mm.
So now let's add that to the aggravation that she has now kind of withstood over this incident. So now we have a K-9 that's in Indiana now. We have a K-9 handler that's now terminated in less than 24 hours from the incident. So it put us in a position, whereas, you know, normally we don't respond and get into litigation in a case and file a lawsuit this quickly. But what we thought, it was imperative to preserve evidence that when you now have a dog in which we would have loved to have a behavioral expert do an assessment of this K-9, we now lose that opportunity. And now we have a handler being terminated. You know, you didn't want to file a police report. You didn't want to contact law enforcement. So we have all these issues here. So we thought it was imperative for us to move quickly in the interest of justice for Amira Walsh.
Now, I'll say this. The dog, according to what I'm seeing, is not even a dog that should have even been involved in that type of incident. It was there to sniff, guns and things like that. It seems like the dog was brought into a chaotic situation, and from what it looked like to me, the handler had no control over this dog.
That's absolutely true. You know, I believe that, you know, as you mentioned, the dog had two purposes for being in Mayfair Mall, which is to sniff for drugs, sniff for weapons. That's it. You know, K-9s are not normally used or administered to break up fights. That's not the purpose of it. So what we have here is a K-9 who's trying to multitask. Now, typically in most jobs, if you can multitask, you know, that's something that's kind of, you know, held in high esteem. If you can kind of do both, more than one thing. But in the course of being a K-9 handler, is inappropriate to do anything beyond making sure that you have control of your K-9. That's your job title. That is what you are expected to do. That didn't happen here. We got him trying to break up fights and manage the K-9. So ultimately he drops the leash at some point. And now you have an uncontrolled K-9 doing whatever he wants to do. And ultimately we believe that caused long lasting injuries to Amira.
Now, when you talk about horrific, this video reminds me of what happened back in the civil rights movement, where they had the German shepherds trying to bite on the protesters back then when they were marching for civil rights. It's just one of those things that triggers. It's triggering to watch. It's going viral on social media right now. How is Amira?
I can tell you that, you know, Mira is, she's obviously taking everything day by day. You know, she didn't want or have any expectation to have this type of attention on her personally. So obviously that's something for her to try to deal and cope with as well. But she's doing the best she can day by day to try to deal with the injuries that she has withstood. And that involves both physical and mental, you know, so we all can just imagine the physical injuries, you know, the bite itself. Obviously we see a video of her being bitten for over a minute, right? So you can just imagine what that would feel like. And that results now in sensations that she's having, abrasions, lesions. She also has involuntary spasms as well. So that's just a brief synopsis of just the physical pain that she's now receiving. But you can also imagine the emotional and mental injuries that also result from this. You know, PTSD is something that is of concern for us. Mm. You know, she definitely has depression. She's having flashbacks, you know, obviously even going, doing a press conference today outside the mall was even triggering. So, you know, it's going to be a journey. So we're going to just be dealing with things on a day-to-day basis to try to get her the best care that she can get. I mean, she's only 19, so she has her whole life ahead of her. So we want to just make sure that she is getting the best care and just concentrating on her health at this point while I try to, you know, work on and preserve the legal aspect of the case.
And once again, Truth Nation, we're on the lines with Attorney B. Ivy Lamar. We're speaking about the situation that took place at Mayfair Mall where a canine bit down on a 19-year-old woman. There was some type of dispute going on at the mall. A lot of people are pointing out that there was a fight that took place.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say this. They're saying also saying that Amir was one of the people that was a victim of whatever that was.
Yeah. Yeah. So to be clear, we tried to point this out. And, you know, we also think it's beside the point because what's most important here is that under any circumstance, a canine is not supposed to respond to any altercation. That's not what they're supposed to do.
Right.
But as it relates specifically to Amira, I think it is clear to point out she was a victim here. She did the same exact thing the canine handler intended to do, which is to break up a fight. Let's just be clear about that. She was not an aggressor. She did not instigate the fight. She, you know, she tried to mitigate. She tried to, you know, intercede to prevent it from escalating. Ultimately, you know, she did have to ultimately defend herself. She was kicked and punched. You know, that's what happens kind of like when you insert yourself into a situation. But I think it's important to understand that she's not a person that went to the mall, oh, we getting ready to go have a fight, this and that. That's not
right
at all what happened. In social media, you know, when people, you know, especially with limited attention spans, look at something or look at a headline and make a deduction within a minute or two without reviewing any of the facts. I mean, there's video evidence that showed that she wasn't even a part of the initial altercation that took place. There was a fight between two women. And ultimately, you know, she tried to intervene to stop that from occurring, especially when another person, you know, tried to engage with her friend. So, again, that's beside the point. And I
right.
think that it's important for our community to kind of keep the main thing, which is what is the standard that we're going to accept? Are we going to accept now canines intervening in physical altercations? I mean, it's something that I definitely don't condone.
I'm traumatized by seeing the footage. It reminded me of, like I said, the early protests where the dogs would come and bite on the protesters. And I showed pictures of the old protest, and that dog looked like one of them dogs in the picture was one of his ancestors.
No, absolutely.
Like in the DNA. It was in his DNA to chew on her.
Yeah, it's definitely disturbing. And I think that while we concentrate on the actions of the handler and the canine, I think it's also important on a corporate level. Again, we have defendants in this case, also including Mayfair Mall and Brookfield Properties who manage Mayfair, because there was a failure to report this. I mean, at the very, you know, minimal level, you would think call 911, report injuries, report there was an animal bite that took place inside our facility. That did not take place. So, again, I don't think that, you know, we got to look at this thing, you know, from a bird's eye view and look at all parties involved. And that's what our lawsuit intended to do.
Right.
We have 13 claims in this case. So, again, we cannot accept what took place on March 28th as the standard.
Once again, we got Attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines press conference today with the family of the young woman that was bitten by the canine at Mayfair Mall. Is there anything that you want the community to know, Attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Well, I think that it's also important to do just what Amira did in this situation. We've reached the day and age in which we cannot rely solely upon big corporations, malls, security companies, I mean, companies that are bringing in millions of dollars a year to actually do their job. I think it was the courage of Amira to, number one, seek treatment on her own because it was not offered by the staff from the security company or the mall, but also to take it up on her own volition to go to the police department to ensure that this was reported. And it's only because of her actions that she did the following day as to why we're even having this conversation now. So I think it's important for the community to know, to contact, you know, counsel at any point to make sure that all your rights are always protected and that we do not reduce our standard to being bitten by canines.
All right, Attorney B. Ivy Lamar, I know you got a busy schedule. I'm going to let you go, but I appreciate you for coming on and giving clarity to what took place at Mayfair Mall on the behalf of your client. And once again, we have a situation where this seems like this was kind of out of control on the security, where they couldn't control the dog, where at many times at many points in the video, it looked like he was going to drastic measures to get the dog's teeth out of the woman's ankle by trying to open up the dog's mouth.
Absolutely.
It just sounds horrible.
Well, most definitely.
Well, look, I appreciate you for tapping in. And like I said, I appreciate you for being out here fighting for the people right here in the state of Wisconsin. And you be safe.
I appreciate that. Salute to you and the team at the station. Appreciate it.
God bless you, brother. Talk to you soon.
All right, bless you.
All right, Truth Nation, when we come back, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe, bringing you all the action and all the smoke. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Run it back, Turbo. Scoot me, duck, got one of my rooms all flooded with gold. I done bought 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 carat in stones. Cash on the California couch, can't wait to go dress my home. Smash all you itty bitty rappers in a minute, I've been showing the prolonged.
Truth Nation! Who's looking for a deal? Well, Cousin Subs has a better deal just for you. Cousin's new $10 meal deal is now available online. Online only. Choose between 7.5-inch ham and provolone, turkey breast or veggie sub, a bag of chips or regular fry, a fountain drink, beverage, and a cookie at CousinSubs.com or on the mobile app for just $10. Now that's a better deal. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Available at participating locations only. Offer subject to change without notice. Hey, look, we had Attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines talking about the situation with the canine at Mayfair Mall. The video has went viral, but we do have the press conference that took place today. I think we have something that took place. The family had a press conference. Once again, the lawsuit was filed by the woman who was bit by the canine last month at Mayfair. She is suing Mayfair for the situation. Attorney B. Ivy Lamar is on the legal team. We have some video. If you're watching as we broadcast live, let's listen.
Victim of an attack, but a mall security canine bit her and would not let go.
And now she's suing. One of the videos from the March 28th incident shows the dog biting and holding onto Amira Walls' ankle for at least 45 seconds as the canine's handler struggles to get the dog to let go.
Open the door!
Open the door! Walls is now suing that canine handler, Malcolm Ingram, as well as the company he worked for, Andy Frayne Services, and the owners of Mayfair Mall. Last week, we got a copy of a police report indicating the security company fired the canine handler over this incident. We were not able to reach representatives for Andy Frayne or Mayfair. We are still working to obtain a copy of this new lawsuit. There is a news conference planned for tomorrow morning. Right now on the 12 News app, our conversation with Amira Walls' attorney.
Hey, well, I'll say this. We're going to try to get some of that press conference footage. I'll say this. When we talk about things happening in our community every day, there's something going on. We got the mother of Amira Wallace, who was shot at Dineen Park. There was a mass shooting at Dineen Park a while back. She'll be calling in to the show today. Also, we got the police report of the situation where the family came in of six-year-old King. We'll be reading some of that police report today as well. Homer Blow sent me the police report of the incident that took place with the six-year-old that shot himself with the gun. The family was in yesterday. And I'll tell you this, thank you to the community for trying to make sure that we do our part when it comes to the young King that lost his life. But like I said, a lot of people got a lot of questions on how it happened, and they are just making themselves heard. And many times when we get the police report, we can get a little bit more inside look at some of the things that we may not have seen online. So we have that coming in the show today. I'll be talking about that. Like I said, we got to keep our head on the swivel, Truth Nation. This is one of those things where today we're talking about families that are experiencing tragedy, and tomorrow is yours. That's why I say we got to get active. We got to be about that action. We got to be on the front lines. We got to be ahead of things, and we can no longer sit back and watch. We can no longer sit back and just talk. A lot of people huffing and puffing, but they just bluffing. They don't have no works. They not doing nothing. They talking, but they not living it. They not living it. See, they not doing nothing. So that's why we're moving in place. That's why we're running in place. That's why it's important for us to get out here and be a part of the call to actions, especially when we do call to actions. Be a part of that if you don't know what to do. Be a part of the call to actions you hear on the show and take a list. I always tell people, make a list. Every time we do a call to action, make a list and do a little. If everybody do a little, nobody got to do a lot. And trust me, at the end of the year, look at that list. Look how many people you have helped. Look how many things you are able to get done. Trust me. That if you don't know what to do, just respond to the call to actions the best way you can. And I'm going to tell you right now, you'll start believing in us. You'll start believing that we can get things done because you're going to start seeing the result for yourself. I don't know what else to do, DJ Brother Z. We do a lot of call to actions. And I'm telling you, last year, if you had taken part in all the different call to actions we had on the air, you would at least help 50-something families. At least, even if you missed a few of them, you would still, if you would have been consistent with the call to actions we have on this show, you would have seen where your energy went. You would have seen where your efforts had went to, and you would have been able to calculate the results just from the call to actions we do on the show. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have a pop culture report, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Truth Nation, it's time to start jamming with juice. This is the Pop Culture Report with Carrie Noni and Benjamin on The Tory Lowe Show. Tap in to see what's trending today on Pop Culture Report.
1017 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show, Pop Culture Report brought to you by Benjamin and Carrie Noni Juice. Hey, Juice WRLD in the studio.
Yeah, yeah, always keeping it juicy, y'all. Ben, you know, I think Ben's on drugs.
Somebody thought Ben was choking. Ben was choking. I wonder how that went out over the radio wave. Somebody may have called 911, Benjamin.
They think
something might be wrong with you.
Hey, man. Something might be wrong with him,
though. Like, something for sure is wrong with this brother. He over here making Digimon and Naruto noises.
Oh, wow. I know that to my listening audience, give Ben a pass. Give him a pass.
I gotta let these folks out here know I'm a real ninja, man. You know what I'm saying?
He's tripping. You a real what's it called? Anime fan. That's what it is.
I mean, I do like anime.
Did you go to the convention? That was it?
Bro, you know what's so crazy? I missed out, man. I've been missing out on the good conventions, bro. So over the weekend, Truth Nation, if y'all don't know, there was a gamers convention that was happening and all the anime people decided to show up there. And then about a month ago, there was a whole nother anime.
Why are so many anime conventions and conferences,
we the best Milwaukee. Place to have a conference right now.
Yeah, no, honestly, because we just got the Baird Center. The Baird Center can house so many different conventions. So it's just like, you know, why not do more? Multiple things with it, and when you can, you know, bring a diverse group out there, you know, a subculture of Milwaukee, a subculture of what this nation brings, why not house it at the Barrett Center, you know? So I think the anime convention was dope. I would love to see a nice hip-hop convention happen at the Barrett Center. You know what I'm saying? So
I thought they tried to, Rico Love tried to do one, like a kind of like seminar for the hip hop.
Well, he had the Rico Love Music Festival.
Right.
Yeah. And he's
music conference, I mean.
Is that an annual thing or?
Nah, not necessarily. Yeah, it used to be. He stopped, I want to say right when the pandemic had kicked in, he had stopped. I know he was going live on like his Facebooks and stuff, but you know, I know he's about to have a new one that's about to pop up. I want to say sometime in May.
The We Love Music Conference.
Yeah, the We Love Music Conference. Mm-hmm. I think that's super dope. So anytime there's a nice conference, I like to, you know, try to get out, just be on top of that, because again, that's where a lot of, you know, you find all these different pockets of people that, you know, have these different interests. So whether it is anime, you know what I'm saying? And why not?
Landa Banana in the chat says, you choking on a sausage and pancake.
Bruh. Hey, maybe I am. Maybe I am.
Hey.
You know?
Did he say guard? That used to be so funny.
Guard!
Now you gotta play that Drewski. Man. Did you see that Drewski skit? Woo. Tory Lowe? Of Drewski acting like he was on Miss Rachel, the show that all the kids like on the YouTube.
Oh, I didn't know what that was.
Bro,
I never seen Miss Rachel.
It was the funniest skit that I've seen in a while.
Wow. Why don't you explain it to him, Juice?
What?
This skit.
Oh, I thought we was going to move on. That's what
I never seen this.
Right. Well, okay, so if you guys have not seen this skit with Drewski or even know who Drewski is a comedian who typically is like on social media. But he decided to do a parody of what a lot of people would see in like a Blue's Clues type idea, right? The parody is basically like if Steve went out with Blue's Clues, so to speak, and what Steve does behind closed doors, right? Because a lot of times we see these adult actors while on set. So a lot of times you see these adult actors play into like Blue's Clues and they're, hey kids, how's it going?
Right.
A is for apple. B is for baseball. C is for catfish. You know, I'm just saying that's how they go about it, right? But on the flip side, on behind the scenes, that was racist. Okay, just because I said C and catfish.
That's racist.
Whatever. Y'all get it. But anyway, he went on to go show the behind the scenes of what happens with a lot of those ideas. So, you know, we see presented to us on, you know, children's television, one perspective of that particular actor, but behind closed doors, they be out here doing cocaine, messing with strippers, all this adult type stuff, which is crazy in parallel to the characters they decide to play. So Drewski did a skit about it, and it was absolutely funny. You know, I wish we could actually play. We could play that skit.
Well, no, he be cussing and stuff.
I don't think it's edited for radio yet.
Dang, you always want to play some cussing.
You want to do one right now? We can do a skit.
No, I don't.
Do a skit. You want to do a skit, Tori?
Wasn't there something going on with Drewski and the girl he used to date?
Ruby Rose.
Ruby Rose. And she came out and said that to hurt his ego, She tried to make less of the relationship.
Right.
Yeah. But now she's coming out saying that it was a real
relationship. She said it was a PR stunt at first. And now she's double back. Like, she's going back on what she said. And she's like, yeah, it wasn't a PR stunt. It was like a real relationship.
Do people do that when they break up with people? They try to lessen the other person. I think that
if you petty.
I think that that's wild because you used to kiss on this person. And now...
Mm-hmm.
That's a reflection on you.
You know, and like, I never understood like, how being people reflected be on Facebook and when they not cool with the person they with no more, they expose them. They be like showing pictures of their underwear and stuff.
Right. I smell Duke.
You know what
I don't
mean?
Know why people do that. And they so they don't understand that's a reflection.
Yeah,
that's you.
You're exposing yourself because you was with this person. Letting them have doodle stains in their drawers.
Dang.
Then you're going to expose them. And they be like taking pictures of them while they sleep, got holes all in the clothes. They ain't got no sheets on the mattress.
But, like, you was living like that,
exactly.
though.
Exactly. It's like
they so angry at the person that they don't see that they showing that was their house.
Right. Bro, it's reflecting them.
Right.
That just is so wild to me because how do you not realize you're exposing yourself? Like, oh, this person out here living real bad. It's like, you was living there too.
Right.
That's what anger does, though. It blinds you.
Jesus. Yeah. They don't even be thinking about it. Or it's like now they was a bad baby daddy to the other girl, but now you think it's going to be different for you. Like, come on now.
It's true. I think a lot of that stuff is hilarious, okay? And then ultimately, that's why you just need to choose who you're really dealing with, man. I mean, I've been in a relationship before where somebody tried to expose me on some stuff, and I'm like, dang, like, you was just a hoe.
What?
You know?
What did they try to expose you with, fam?
Bro, it's just lame. And I'm not finna bring it out there like that or whatever. But it's just like, this what we own, man.
Hey.
You know, whatever.
But the thing is, the sad part about it is, they once was, you know, you can go back and see that they was going to the park.
Mm-hmm.
They was having fun. It was all good.
They was going boating.
It was all this, what they call vacation going on.
Yeah. Do you think it's a red flag of a relationship or a couple if they always posting their relationship?
Yeah.
Or like always posting the happy parts and what's going on?
Yep. Right.
It's like, no, what them arguments be like behind the closed doors?
Y'all straight up.
Well, you know, like what y'all really going through?
Well, now I'm seeing in 2025 people dating for content.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. You got fake couples all over the place because they want to be relationship goals on YouTube.
It's like everybody relationship is part of content. They got a post. If you ain't posting me, if you ain't doing this for me, like they've made social media a part of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
To the fact mm-hmm. that now I gotta have access to your phone and see your social media. Like it's like weird to see how now it's no longer about us being together building.
Yeah.
It's a content creation.
Yeah. Even going deeper than relationships, all of these parents who expose their children to social media and use them for views and stuff. Now you got all these little kid social media content creators who are like 5 or 6 years old, knowing how to talk into the camera, knowing how to, like, you know, trying to make them child
doing
stars,
all the dances,
giving them these endorsements and all this money. Like, you know, that's why I'm glad. I think it might have been California that passed some type of law that said if your kid is in a certain percentage of your content, you have to like put their money away to like a college fund or something like that. Like you have to pay the kid a certain amount of money. You can't just use the money off of yourself or something like that. That's in California.
Yeah, that's my sperm. Y'all better stop playing with me.
I mean, but it's true. People are exploiting their kids.
Money up?
I'm just saying.
Why not put it somewhere?
Like, why would you work this 6-year-old to the point where they making all your money and you just taking it all?
Hey, man, you know, y'all don't know how hard it is to raise one of these children out here. So y'all can't
You know.
I'm just saying you don't even have a child. What I'm saying is.
What I'm saying is,
all I'm saying is, when you look at how. What was that? Honey Boo Boo?
Honey Boo Boo,
like these people that Macaulay live vicariously through the children. Wasn't Arnold from Different Strokes, you know, he had a problem with his parents,
mm-hmm.
and they took all the money.
Or Jeanette McCurdy,
these
I think
kids
that's her
are
name.
Growing up saying how they got robbed
yeah.
when they were younger.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, I think that they 10% at least, you know, of mm-hmm. what they're making should go to some type of futuristic idea for them to have later on in life. Because usually, and you know what I'm seeing? Usually when these kids become like 14 and they're not cute anymore, they start going through puberty, they lose their career.
That's true. Yeah, that happens a lot of times.
Or they got to do something strange for a piece of change now to keep it going.
Them, you know, walking around here, you know.
And the parents will allow stuff, for it to happen. Parents will let their kids just be dropped off to some set, not know what's going on. We saw what happened with Nickelodeon and all them people over there. Mm-hmm. Just getting messed with. And all these kids.
And I seen a story about Shirley Temple.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was bad for her. It was terrible for her, for real. A lot of those dudes are taking advantage of her.
Man.
Grown men at that.
You got to protect these kids whenever they are in the entertainment industry.
But see, I think you definitely should protect the children. And that's why you looking go at me, man.
Here we go.
Look.
Because
no,
you start smiling. I know you're about to say something.
Go right ahead, Ben.
I'm just saying.
You got to let Ben say we got to say. He's going to keep dwelling on you. Go right ahead.
I was just saying, definitely protect the children, right? Protect the kids. But I think that's where it comes into play, where if you're a parent raising one of these children, you're trying to raise them into being a superstar, you should definitely, you know, guide them in the right direction. And some of that comes with monetary gains. You know, some parents are actually, you know, have the best intentions for the child.
Right.
Like Keke Palmer, right? Keke Palmer went on to go say that she was the breadwinner for her family, and her family would take a lot of that money. Now, they were in poverty, you know, and without Keke Palmer going out being the breadwinner, and then ultimately them pouring back into her positivity and making certain that, you know, she was secure in who she was and the family was secure, they might have all been looking crazy, you know, 10, 20 years down the road. And Keke Palmer went on to go say she'd do it all over again,
right?
Because she helped her family up out of that situation. You know, it's unfortunate that we got the Macaulay Culkins of the world or the Britney Spears of the world, where their families do take advantage of, of them, you know. But am I going to be one of them? I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Well, look, when we come back, we'll have more Pop Culture Report. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Truth Nation, it's time to start jamming with juice. This is the Pop Culture Report with Carrie Noni and Ben Jammin on the Tory Lowe Show. Tap in to see what's trending today on Pop Culture Report.
One-on-one, the truth, Tory Lowe Show, Pop Culture Report, brought to you by Ben Jammin. Carrie Noni Juice.
Yeah, I was giving a juice.
And Kyle Wallace to stop through.
Yeah, I just, you know, I just came in and said, what up to all you black people, and then they told me to sit down. I said, okay.
We came in and told you to sit down because that was racist.
What did I say?
So you be over there on ESPN 9945 with the white
folks.
I said,
what up, my black people?
Okay, there we go.
I said, what up, Negro?
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what side of the Gemini I'm getting.
Is Negro an offensive term?
No.
I think it is. I'd rather the...
My daddy
because you
was
did switch up.
What?
You have switched up because you used
what
to say
mean?
I was the hero for the Negro.
You did say the hero.
But now,
he
switched
Negro
up, though.
Well, it depends on who
that.
He's around.
I asked him about that, and he said he had to switch up because he didn't like the word Negro.
Well, I hate the word Negro for real.
But
I really
you called Tory Lowe a Negro
he did,
for 3 years.
But I think he's not. But he came.
Well, you know
we
what?
Had this conversation.
Yeah, we had this conversation. So I used to always call Tory Lowe the hero for the Negro. Now I call him Tory Lowe the hero for the people, because as Tory Lowe gets bigger, I want him to, you know, not be just limited to just one group
of
people.
Plus, I'm helping everybody.
Yeah, he helped everybody out. He helps everybody.
So you don't have a problem with the actual word Negro.
I hate the word Negro. I actually do hate the word.
So then why did
you
use it?
Because he helps everybody.
He told me he changed it to people because...
When did you start not liking the word Negro? If you were saying he was for the people.
I hate the Negro leagues. I hate Negroes like you.
That's so hate.
This is wild.
Oh, wow.
I hate the Negroes that...
Listening.
Wow. You call it Truth Nation Negro?
Oh, wow. Negroes right now.
Well, you came in and said all kinds of stuff, too.
I said it off air. I said, Negroes.
See? Here we go.
Can white people say Negroes?
Hell no.
Well, they be saying it, though.
White people love...
They be geek. I'm going to the Negro League right now. I'm supporting the Negro League.
They can say it.
I will say this. White people, when they get a chance to say Negro, like the United Negro College Fund, they be so geeky. UNCF, no. Oh, you mean the United Negro College Fund.
With the hard G.
Yeah. Oh.
the hard G.
Oh, you know Jackie Robertson came from the Negro League. They be excited, boy. That's a one time.
That could be a
free
skit
pass.
Right there. Like,
we got like 20 different names.
We do.
We the only race of people that got 20 different names.
We keep evolving. My daddy Man. And my mom.
That ain't evolving.
My daddy was a Negro. On his birth certificate, he was a Negro.
Hey. You prefer him to say
I'm
Negro or colored?
I'm American.
You
just
what?
Call me American.
American. Okay. Oh, you American. You said, I'm not black. I'm American.
No, I'm American.
What about African American?
My family built this country. My people was.
Talk about
it. I'm American.
African American?
Well, because actually, you know, black people are more American than the people that call themselves
right.
American.
And that's true.
And it's so crazy that I'm American.
Raven Simone's over here.
Yeah, well, but
hey,
she was right.
She's saying, don't call me no African American.
Because it's, you know, it's people who come from England and all these other folks.
Wait a minute, white people.
They just call themselves American.
They say American, but they take pride in their heritage. They talk about I'm a Polish
but
American,
I'm
German American.
Is my heritage. You know what I mean? Like, that's where we came from. Like, we built this country. We did everything. Without us, this country wouldn't even be what it is.
Agreed.
But we take away the fact that we are American by adding these other titles on
But it. White people could say their parents came over here on the Mayflower and say I'm Scandinavian, but they don't take away from their heritage.
But they waving that flag saying I'm American.
They say both.
Well,
I never heard one of these white people say I'm Scandinavian American.
That's if you
white
get
people
personal.
Say they Irish American.
But that's
Ben
when,
say he Irish
that's
American.
When you get,
no, I didn't say I'm Irish American. Like I said, I got Irish in my DNA.
I got Irish in my DNA.
Yeah, yeah, I got Irish
my
daddy's DNA.
Y'all Negroes, swear y'all got Irish in
I'm
y'all.
Just
here
black.
We go. Here
I'm
we go. American.
I got Native American in me, so I'm definitely American.
I got a little bit of everything.
Shout out to my Cherokee tribe. I'm sorry.
That's where the dreads came from, the Native.
I don't know. You got to ask my grandma.
Oh, wow.
Rest in peace, grandma.
Do say ask my grandma.
Well, he wants me to contact the ancestors.
What the hell?
He wants me to pray to the ancestors.
Let me get up out of here before Zach snap on y'all, though. Y'all have fun.
Oh, wow.
Y'all have fun.
Thank
it's
Kyle
over.
For time.
That doesn't mean keep talking. It means go to break.
All right, we got to go to break, Truth Nation.
We
when we come
girls.
Back, we're going to open up the line.
CP time.
Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.